Hello, Sherry Rogers speaking.
Dr. Sherry Rogers, Patrick Timpone.
Hi there, Patrick.
Hi there, Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Just got off the tennis court.
Well, what a girl. Where do you live?
Well, in the summer, we live on a lake 26 miles long in South Carolina. In the winter, we live in Sarasota because we play tennis 5 days a week.
You're really a tennis monster, are you?
Oh, we are. We love it.
How long have you been playing tennis?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 30 years.
Really? Really? South Carolina in the winter, or in the summer?
Yes.
Oh, whereabouts?
It's a couple hours north of Atlanta called Lake Kiwi.
Sounds wonderful, like Kiwis.
It is, full of islands and peninsula, so that it's not a boring lake. It's 26 miles long, but over 300 miles of shoreline.
Yeah. Dr. Sherry Rogers is with us. It's been a long time since we've had you on the show. Thanks for coming on. She's a fellow at the American College of Allergy and Immunology, where she used to work a lot, but now she does play tennis, so who cares? She's American Academy of Environmental Medicine. Been in private practice. Are you still in private practice?
I closed my office after 40 years, but I consult on the phone in 24 countries.
My goodness.
With readers of our 15 books and 30 years of newsletter. They like in the last few months, we've consulted in Dubai, London, Singapore, all the different states, and Hawaii, and
my
so forth.
Goodness.
There are people who want to take control and heal the impossible.
Heal the impossible. 15 books. My goodness. I guess your latest ones were the one on, what was it? Was it hoax, so high blood pressure hoax and cholesterol hoax thing?
Oh, we got two more since then.
Two more since then?
Yeah. How to Cure Diabetes.
Oh.
And also, which is in 1 in 8 American adults now. And then a really fun one, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Because it's absolutely criminal what's going on in medicine. If you look at the practice guidelines, which we do in the newsletter, by the way, everything I say, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie, so everything I say, we have the scientific backup or the proof or evidence for it in somewhere in the 15 books and 30 years of the newsletters. And I must remind you, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 incurable things, and they're all gone. I have no medicines, no symptoms. I don't even have gray hair. Play tennis 5 days a week, and I'm 75.
75.
Most people think I'm 50-something
yeah.
when they meet me. But anyway, the bad thing about the cardiologist is that if you look at their practice guidelines, which, of course, are directed by the drug industry. There's huge evidence for that from congressmen who've written books, the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for 25 years, physicians who are head of medicine in big medical centers like Chicago, et cetera. There's so much evidence for it, so we won't belabor that point because we want to focus on getting people well. One of the biggest problems right now is that the practice guidelines for the cardiologists are basically 8 categories of drugs and about 4 procedures, and then they're done.
Wow.
They're washed up. They have nothing more to offer you. I was just at a sixth annual cardiovascular conference, and they were discussing how they've decided that people who have high blood pressure should start first with the diuretic, and then beta blocker, and then the calcium channel, and then the ACE inhibitor, and then they have nothing more to offer, they said. They are so utterly clueless that it's absolutely curable. And so that's what the book Is Your Cardiologist Killing You about, because it's how to heal your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your cardiomyopathy, what to do after stents and bypass, and the worst thing is atrial fibrillation. Because right now, many people have an arrhythmia, but and some don't know they have it. It's discovered when they have a physical. Others know their heart is beating irregularly. And as they even showed in the Wall Street Journal May 11th, that in fact, the title of the article is Heart Device Procedure Fails. It's actually the treatment is to slip a catheter in and destroy heart, nerve, and muscle in the area that the, quote, electrophysiologist thinks that is going to stop the arrhythmia. And it's like paying a doctor $25,000 to give you a heart attack. And most people, they need a repeat one within a few years. And then after that, most of them need a pacemaker because they've killed off so much heart. And yet, all of us have had atrial fibrillation. We learned how to cure it. Well, we got rid of it.
Is it just is it as simple as a parasympathetic kind of gets out of whack sometimes?
No, it's, for example, there are many different causes. In fact, I've put the causes in the newsletters into various categories to make it easier for people to learn in the last 5 years of total wellness, which, of course, is totally referenced as well. But, for example, one of the ways to get atrial fibrillation or to have a sudden heart attack when everyone thinks that you look totally healthy and normal is to get low in magnesium. Hmm. And one of the quickest ways to do that is to take an FDA-approved, over-the-counter, because it's so safe, doesn't even need a prescription, medication like Nexium, Prilosec, Omeprazole. It lowers your mag.
The proton pump inhibitors.
Yeah. Wow. But what happens when you go to the cardiologist with high blood pressure? He says, oh, well, first of all, I should put you on a diuretic. Well, what does that do? Everyone knows it lowers the potassium, but I guess cardiologists don't know it lowers the mag because that's what they give. And then they, in a few months or years, the person needs more medication because the pressure has worsened. Of course it did, if they hadn't already had a heart attack, because the mag was never corrected. So you can see how ridiculous our system is. In fact, we are the number one most expensive system of medicine on the planet Earth, but we are not number one, two, or three with all of our high-powered technology. We are number 43.
43.
42 other countries, you have a better chance of living longer, healthier, and cheaper if you live in those countries because they are not run by the FDA.
Really? What's the number one country? Let's move there.
Oh, well, it depends on what kind of diseases
you're looking at.
You know, France, Italy, Japan, et cetera. I think Japan is the lowest in heart, and but they're all close to one another, whereas we are way down on the totem pole.
So it's not. So can you conjecture, Dr. Rogers, whether it's, say, like a Japan or other places, not necessarily their diet, but more because they don't mess with it as much with these drugs?
Well, it's many things. For example, in fact, I like to make the causes of disease into the 7M. Medications, mercury, Monsanto, mangled fats, mycotoxins, manufactured toxins, and managed care, for example.
That's great. I like that. Can I use that, please?
It's all in the newsletter in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Medications, one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made, probably will go down in the history of medicine absolutely much worse than cramming Premarin and hormone replacement therapy down women's throats for 60 years, which now has been proven to increase your cancer and heart attack rate. Statins. Cholesterol-lowering drugs, Lipitor, Crestor, Vitorin, they guarantee you will get Alzheimer's if you don't get a heart attack, cancer, or whatever before that, because you cannot poison God's molecular biochemistry of the cell membrane, the mitochondrial membrane, and the brain, all the brain membranes, the membranes around the nerves in the brain, without serious consequences. And of course, one of the things it does is poison the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme in the liver, so now you don't make coenzyme Q, which is the electricity, the currency of the human body. For example, there are only two things that cause all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. Hmm. And that's why we're so successful in reversing all these things that are, quote, untreatable and irreversible, etc. And there's only one thing that causes death. You lose electrons.
You lose what?
Electrons. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, I'm the same toxins, I'm the same nutrients, but the electricity stops flowing. And what are you doing with statins? You're killing that electricity manufacturing.
Is that what we talk about with chi or just life force?
Yeah,
or voltage that Dr. Tennant talks about?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in fact, I've spent 2 years studying Tennant's thing.
He's great, isn't he? Yeah.
It, it, and... There's just so much that the average person can do to make themselves healthy, and they're utterly clueless. In fact, well, as we've shown in the last 5 years of the newsletter, one of the most common diseases now is thyroid problems.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, for a number of reasons. For example, Teflon in not only pans to make them so that the bread falls out easily and
sure.
things don't stick and you don't have to scrub it, but it's in clothes, it's in furniture, it's in plastics, it's in your carpet so it's stain resistant, et cetera. It's all over.
Teflon's in all those things?
Yeah, and it has 3 molecules of fluoride in it, and
oh.
they kick the iodine right out of your thyroid gland. And there are many other sources, bromine in bread, flour, et cetera. So there are many things that lower the thyroid function. But in my consultations with readers in 24 countries, I've had the most phenomenal education that I never got in medical school, because before I interpret their 12 pages of molecular biochemistry of all their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, et cetera, and how they got sick and what they have to do to get well, I look at their last 3 years of medical records, so I get to see them from creme de la creme.
Hmm.
I see Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, you name it. Do you think any of them even look at the iodine level when they're treating someone with thyroid? No. But what do they put them on? Not natural, synthetic, levothyroxine or Synthroid. So what's wrong with that? Plenty. It shows they are so ignorant, it's unspeakable. Because Synthroid is synthetic T4. It does not work in the body until it's converted to T3, the active thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
How does it get converted? With an enzyme that requires selenium. Do you think I have ever, in 20 years of phone consults, seen anyone from any endocrinology hotspot in the country have a RBC selenium measured? No.
Wow.
Plus, a lot of people are taking the thyroid, but they're still fatigued, fat, forgetful. And this is all in the newsletter in the last 5 years, totally referenced, plus how to cure it. They're fatigued, fat, forgetful because nobody ever assayed the thyroid receptors in the cell membrane where it has to hook in and turn on energy, nor have they ever assayed the thyroid-binding globulin, the protein that carries thyroid to all of the cells, which is killed by the phthalates, and how to get rid of the phthalates is in the book Detoxify or Die.
My favorite book.
Oh, thank you.
My favorite book.
And then, worse, many people are making antibodies to destroy their thyroid. And when you do that, and that's because they have leaky gut, which is from antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
high fructose corn syrup, which is FDA approved and has so much mercury in it that it's equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam every day of your life. Anyway,
but don't get me started on that, right?
I know. but anyway, when you have antibodies against your thyroid, they don't just go to the thyroid. They destroy the brain, too. Hashimoto's encephalitis is a very silent, indolent cause of slow, steady brain deterioration. People don't even know that it's happening to them.
Wow, man. So do you think taking the body temperature first thing in the morning, the Broda Barnes thing, is a relatively accurate measurement of thyroid function?
Nope.
Yeah.
No. I think you've got to measure your iodine, your RBC selenium. You've got to look at your cell membrane, where the receptors are. You want to see what is making you, you want to see what makes you totally energetic and feeling like you did at 16.
Right. So even the best of ever free T3, T3, or those kind of tests, they're not totally accurate either?
Well, that's the problem. The T3, for example, when they determined the norms, they did it with hundreds of bloods that were kicking around the laboratory from people who were sick and had cancer and multiple diagnoses and medications. So it turns out 25 years later that the cutoff on the commercial labs, LabCorp, Quest, etc., are wrong. you should be less than 2.0 for a TSH, and you should be more than 3.5 for a free T3. And this is all evidenced also in the Total Wellness newsletter on the last 5 years of it.
And Total T3?
It's like reading a book, you know, 5 years.
Total
like
T3,
book.
What do we want to be for that?
I don't care.
Okay,
I want to see your TSH, your sensitive TSH, your thyroid antibodies, both of them, and the free T3.
Reverse
and
T3?
And the thyroid binding globulin.
Reverse T3 or free T4? You don't care.
Don't care. Because it'll all come out in the wash once we see all those.
All come out in the wash. So these antibodies are created in the gut, a problem, right?
Well, no? What happens is, for example, when I was writing How to Cure Diabetes, I couldn't believe that in hundreds of studies that the drug industry did on diabetes medications, many of which now even say in the package insert, caution, it causes thyroid cancer. They first had to create rats, 500 rats, with diabetes. I said, how the heck did they do that? And they used high fructose corn syrup. And I thought,
gee,
that can't be that bad. So as I looked further, it's made with a mercury chlor alkali process that is equivalent to the average person's consumption of corn syrup, corn starch, corn flour, etc., corn sugar, is equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life.
Whoa.
That's enough to destroy every enzyme, create any disease you want.
Would you ever use fluoride toothpaste?
No.
It's just not good.
No.
Just not good.
No. Don't need to. You can use baking soda.
Baking soda, that'll do it. 888-663-6386, email patrick@1radionetwork.com. Can you hold on 1 second? We're going to take a little
sure.
break here. Stay right there, Dr. Sherry Rogers. If you have an email question, go ahead and do it, patrick@1radionetwork.com. I have a study here. I was out of France, I think a few years ago, 2012. The prolongation of lifespan in rats by repeated oral administration of C60 carbon. And they go through the whole thing. I'm just doing the abstract and just reading. And they were kind of trying to test the toxicity of this C60 stuff that's going around, especially the one that's dissolved in little olive oil or sunflower oil, something like that. And I'm just reading this one line, and it says the body weight in rats, not only does it not entail chronic toxicity, no chronic toxicity, but it almost doubles the rat's lifespans. The effect of C60 and oil solutions in experimental model intoxication of rats strongly suggests that the effect on lifespan is mainly due to the attenuation of age-associated increase in oxidative stress. There a lot of stuff going around about the C60. We came across a fellow, his name is Bob Greska, that's an engineer by trade, and he says that, you know, everybody says that theirs is the best, of course. But I kind of liked him a lot, and I just thought he was really interesting and well-spoken. And so we are promoting that one. And there's something going on with this product, and it's C-60.com, C-60.com. And if you put in promo code 1Radio, put in promo code 1Radio, you get some money off on the first order. And try it. Doodle and I, my doggies, we've been on it for 3 or 4 weeks. There's something going on with this product. I'm not sure what it is, but if it does what they say and it goes after these molecules that get jammed up because of toxicity and steal an electron from them, and it helps to exit those out of the body, maybe that's what it's doing. I don't know what it's doing. You know, I experiment with a lot of stuff, but and you know me, I wouldn't tell you this if it were true. There's something going on with this product. I can't tell you exactly what, like I'm not able to leap tall buildings in a single bound or anything, but something happening. So you might want to try it. You know, get a bottle or two, experiment and see, and let us know what you think. C-60.com, use the promo code 1Radio. We're talking with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. What's a little history on the elk velvet antler the idea? Does it go way back?
It does. Elk antler and deer antler and moose antler and all the antlers of the cervid in their velvet or young stage before they've hardened to full bone have been used as a euthening medicine, as a kind of libido enhancing medicine for thousands of years, particularly in Asia. We see this long history in China and then also in Russia as well. It was studied in Cold War Russia as a kind of anabolic supplement for their elite athletes. And that's where we get the base formula that we use at SurthRival. Now, we've optimized that formula using organic ingredients and really high quality packaging, but is based on that current, that modern Russian research and all the evidence that came out of that Cold War era.
I'll tell you what, guys, if you package up the pine pollen pure potency with maybe this elk velvet antler, and you want to get T levels up naturally, these are both superfoods, right? They're superfoods. They're not, you know, it's not like going to like a low T center, which they advertise on the radio, and put little BBs in your butt and stuff like that. That's probably not the best idea. But this is a superfood that helps your body to make more T. And I did my T levels, I don't know, and I'm 72 revolutions around the sun a few years back. And it was like off the charts. And the doctor said, that's not even, I go to this natural doc every now and then just for fun. And he said, no, that can't be right. He said, you're way too old for that. I said, no, that's, he said, I'm going to pay for another one. I want to pay for it and do it again. And it came out the same, about the same. So he got turned on to the pine pollen. And that's from SurthRival, Daniel Vitalis pine pollen. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data that number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, patrick@1radionetwork.com.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Dr. Sherry Rogers is here, and Sherry Rogers, she's an MD, diplomat, the American Board of Family Practice, fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, who's in practice for 40 years or so, does consulting, still writing, 15 books. And Dr. Rogers, I know that you're not really a fan of these far-infrared saunas at all. I know you just don't like them.
No, they're wonderful. In fact, I was in mine yesterday, and I was so tickled to hear a cardiologist. How do you spell his name, Joel? Is it K or C?
I believe it's K-A-H-N.
Okay, that's what I wrote when I heard it, because that's very interesting, because we're always looking for cardiologists who are in the know to put in our newsletters so that people can go to them. Because as we published 20 years ago, the Mayo Clinic took people with heart failure, which even to this day is, quote, incurable by most cardiovascular standards. And all they do is pile on drug after drug, and then they actually have a diagnosis of heart failure is worse than cancer, because median survival for all types of cancers taken together is 6 years. Median survival once you're diagnosed with heart failure is 5 years. Anyway, when there's a heat wave, a lot of times people with heart failure will die, so who would ever think of putting them in a sauna? But they did with the far infrared technology at the Mayo Clinic, and not only did they lose their medications and get better, they cured their heart failure, many of the people, and did not need any medication whatsoever. We wrote about this in Detoxify or Die 18 years ago, and the fascinating thing is that when I see the records, I consult on people who have heart failure and poor ejection fractions of 30 or less, and they've been to the Mayo Clinic, never once was anyone told to do a far infrared sauna or even learn about it. They don't even know about the research that was done at their own institution. That's how bad it is. That's why we ended up writing, "Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?" So I'm really tickled to learn about Joel Kahn, and I hope he contacts me, because I would like to feature
talk to him. That'd be great. So I want to make sure people know how to get your newsletter before we leave. So I got a note here to myself. But so what do you make about that? Is it the far infrared technology, and like the one we have where you stick your head out and it's a personal one, you really sweat as well. Is it both of those things that are affecting doing good things for the heart, Dr. Rogers?
We've gone into all the science of it in the there's so many references in there. And of course, the best thing, the most important thing I think for anyone doing the sauna, however, is to make sure that you check with your family doctor or your cardiologist first your RBC magnesium, and you must see the lab report. If it just says magnesium, somebody screwed up and you did not get the red blood cell type, you only got the serum, which is worthless. That can be even higher than normal when your intracellular mag is so low, you could sweat out the next molecule of it and have a heart attack. So you don't want to do a sauna until you know that your RBC magnesium is in the top half of normal. For example, if your lab says normal is 4 to 6, you want to be 5 or higher. And all of this is spelled out in detail with all the references in the last 5 years of the newsletter, because it's so crucial. But to my way of thinking, we can't do enough saunas. If we all did them every day, it would be great. If we can even fit in a couple of times a week, which is what most of us end up doing, it's terrific, because we're the most toxic people ever on the planet Earth. And as Americans, we're even worse because, for example, Monsanto's herbicide weed killer, which is on not only their GMO corn and soy products, which permeate the American diet, but on wheat and many other products, the levels of the metabolite of Roundup, their weed killer, are 6 times higher in the blood of Americans versus Europeans.
The glyphosates.
Yeah, because we're so stupid.
Six times.
So that's partly why we are number 43 in health. That's one of the many reasons that we have documented in the newsletters in the last 5 years.
Do we think that the glyphosates then will go into the fats, so the saunas help get them out that way? Or where does the glyphosate end up?
Oh, yeah. Most toxins are lipophilic. They love fat. And, of course, look how fat Americans are, too.
So that's why the saunas work, because that's where it comes out, right?
Right. Yeah. When people are stuck, as I like to say in the newsletter, when you're stuck and you think you have something that you've been told you have to take a medication for the rest of your life, or there's no known cause, or we don't even know what you have, then my advice is to just start with the acronym THINK, T-H-I-N-K, toxins, hormones, intestines, nutrient deficiencies, and knowledge gaps. You will find the cause and the cure in there.
I like that. Toxins, hormones, intestines, nutrients, and knowledge gap.
Yeah. which are huge. I mean, we have so many tests that we've put in the newsletter in the last few years. For example, there are nutrients that make the brain, the human brain, in human studies. We're not talking about rats and mice.
Rats.
12 years younger in 3 weeks. There are blood tests that we call the crystal ball tests that show if your brain is silently deteriorating even though you have no symptoms yet. It goes on and on because there is so much the person can empower themselves with if they read. And we're the newsletter, we're talking like 80 cents a week. And I like to, and we have a lot of reversal and prevention of Alzheimer's in there, and I often like to say, if you don't think your brain is worth 80 cents a week, soon it won't be.
Yeah, soon it won't be. How do people get the newsletter?
Oh, easy. PrestigePublishing.com. Mm-hmm. PrestigePublishing.com. Publishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com, or 1-800-846-6687. 1-800-846-6687. And in fact, have them ask for a 20% discount on books and newsletters because they heard it on Patrick's One Radio Network.
Well, that's nice of you. Okay, cool. Thanks. So, Dr. Rogers, you know, I've been at this 40 years, this health stuff, and you've been at it a long time. And I'm just wondering a couple of things. So, there's studies, and we don't know who does the studies, and who knows who's financing different studies, and we've gotten so much contrary information over many years. After all these years, are there any kind of truths, if you say, that are very important to us who want to stay healthy and live a long time without taking meds and whatever? All right. There's some health truths that you know to be true after all these years.
Yeah, probably one of the simplest ways is to eat as many raw foods as you can. And, of course, people will say, oh, that's too much phytic acid and you'll inhibit your mineral absorption. Don't worry, nobody's going to eat all raw.
Nobody's going to do it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't last very long, right? So, yeah.
But because, for example, in the last 2 years, we've gone into several acronyms for how to, for example, boost electrons in the human body. Oh. Because we all, when people don't have good energy, they don't have good memory, don't have good brain, they have any symptoms whatsoever, or they're on any medications, you know that their electrons are low. And as they get lower and lower, you flip your polarity to the other side, and when you're in a positive polarity, you're on your way to cancer. But anyway, one of the very first, the acronym we used for building electrons is called FRIENDS, and the first thing is food. Because food does provide electrons. It's a major source, but how it's grown, how it's shipped, stored, et cetera, processed, these all change and damage that.
Mm-hmm. Lydia writes in, I've been taking natural thyroid, Nature Thyroid, for a long time and feel okay on it. Just wondering if I can get off of this, and if does Dr. Rogers think it's okay to just continue to take it?
Well, no, you know, people always say, oh, I have one quick question, but there are no quick answers.
right.
Because there's a myriad of, having examined thousands of bodies, myriad of possibilities of things going on with people. We don't know why her thyroid crapped out to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely toxin problem, maybe leaky gut, et cetera. Yes, people, to answer the question, people have gotten off thyroid. People have gotten off blood pressure medicines. They've gotten off heart medicines. They've gotten off everything, diabetes medicines, because God designed the body to heal. It's only our ugly profession that wants to keep it a secret and make sure you think that every symptom is a deficiency of the latest drug. So we don't know anything about her thyroid receptors. We don't know anything about her thyroid binding globulin. We don't know anything about her thyroid antibodies, her gut. So we can't say. But we have seen many people get off their thyroid or reduce it tremendously once they fix their selenium, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about just going out and doing, you know, say your RBC or that one blood test and taking extra magnesium or extra selenium because it's good for you, are there any downsides to all the natural folks that listen to us about, you know, throwing these different isolated nutrients at something? Is there a downside to that?
Yeah, that's why in the book, by the way, I never leave anybody out when I write a book. So even though you don't have what's in the title, you should read it. Because in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, it could have just as well have been called How to Cure Alzheimer's or anything else. And in it, we put as one of the many bonuses, having looked at thousands of 12-page assays of people's vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, and organic acids over 25 years since the test has been available, we put the most common deficiencies there with the 800 numbers, the websites of the products that I have found to be the most successful in folks. And so they're all spelled out for people who cannot afford to have that test. Because, for example, when you take... like a few years ago, we had examples of why many people are stuck and never get well because zinc deficiency is epidemic. Hmm. It's in over 200 enzymes. You can't convert, for example, vitamin B6 to its active form, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, without zinc in the enzyme. And yet, if you don't do that, then you're on your way to Alzheimer's, heart disease, etc. So anyway, if someone then takes zinc, then he's in danger of lowering his molybdenum.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't metabolize his sulfates right. And so then he becomes sulfate sensitive. Or he's developed uric acid problems. Or, you know, it just goes on and on. Because everything is in a delicate balance, which is why we put the nutrients in high blood pressure, or How to Cure Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So it would be better, and there are some, not a lot, but there are some really good broad-spectrum minerals with 80 minerals or so that are absorbable. You'd be better doing that than trying to throw mud and raise this one up, lower that one, and that kind of thing.
Well, we've never found one that we could rely on because really? People's metabolism is so unique, biochemically unique, because even I've seen people who read a lot and, you know, they're very conscientious, and then when you check their levels, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you did this because it shows you were on your way to trouble, and now you bail yourself out.
So, but if you do have some products that actually give you everything you need that's absorbable, as far as the right components of minerals and the right appropriation for each one, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the body's going to take what it needs, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends on, again, the status of the gut.
The gut, okay.
Because, yeah,
if the gut's not happy, then it's not going to do it, right?
Yeah, antibiotics, if they've done FDA-approved high-fructose corn syrup with mercury, et cetera.
You keep mentioning that FDA-approved. I like that.
Well, because they are most likely responsible when you follow. It's all documented in the newsletter in the last 5 years. If you follow the, which is like reading one book, if you follow the 7 major causes for leaky gut, they come down to FDA-approved foods. MSG causes Alzheimer's. It's hidden under 2 dozen names, one of which is natural flavoring.
Oh, natural flavors. God love them. Yeah.
So many people's intestines are not absorbing well because they don't have the right fatty acids in the cell membrane of the enterocytes, and that's because, again, the FDA has legalized lying for the food manufacturers. When people got savvy enough to know that trans fats, which Harvard showed there's no safe level of, that trans fats were damaging to the human body and can create every chronic disease going, then they turned to the food manufacturers and said, well, how low can you get the trans levels? And they cried and said, oh, it's impossible. We have to have those in the foods. All right, they said, then what's the lowest level? So, for example, a manufacturer might have 2 potato chips because the FDA said, well, we'll say that 500 milligrams, anything less than that, is safe for whatever portion you pick out, Mr. Food Manufacturer.
Okay.
So like two potato chips could be 500 milligrams, but the manufacturer can put on the cover, on the front, for stupid people, no trans fats, because it's true by FDA definition that in that portion selected by that food manufacturer, two potato chips, there are less than 500 milligrams of trans fats. So you can see that in itself helps contribute to, plus the mercury, corn syrup, the on and on it goes, Monsanto's herbicides, the GMO foods, and more, mycotoxins, candida from in the gut. We have created such, that's why we're number 43.
Yeah, that's why. Wow. So the trans fats are generally created through heating bad fats to begin with.
About 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Yeah. It, what it does is it causes the molecule to twist or flip over to an abnormal shape that now does not fit into the proper stereochemistry of the cell membrane. And by the way, talking about the quality of nutrients, When people hear me talking about the chemistry of the human body, which I read about for 2 to 4 hours every day because I'm utterly fascinated by it, they think that chemistry is stagnant or fixed. Not true. With high-powered microscopes, they have shown that these molecules are vibrating, dancing, resonating, oscillating. They are, even the molecular biochemists call it flip-flopping, at huge rates, like hundreds of times a second. They are in constant motion. How much motion do you think you get from a dead, poor-quality, cheap nutrient?
Oh, so it's a vibration and energetic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. These guys are dancing. We want to keep them dancing.
That's right. Otherwise, your body won't be dancing.
What if you're gonna cook something? In fact, would it be coconut oil, or popcorn oil, or beef tallow, something like that?
Well, when I do the assays of people's 43 fatty acids, I find that many people nowadays have cell membranes that, and mitochondrial membranes, where God's miracle occurs every thousands of times a second, that change a molecule of food into the thing we call energy or life. These membranes are literally choked with the wrong fatty acids and starving for the right ones. The ratio of cod liver oil to coconut, the saturates, the monos, the olive oil, etc., are wrong. And so a lot of people are having far too much coconut oil because it tastes good, it's fun, it's sweet. And they and we see it because their saturates are off the chart over on the right side. And their EPA, DHA, the most important fatty acids, icosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic, in the heart, the brain, all the cell membranes, they're far to the left side. They're in the level of, some of people are lower than the people who live at McDonald's and just eat junk and have a couple of 20-ounce sodas every day. So that's a major thing to correct. And then another major mistake that I see frequently is, for example, some docs will say, oh, I've read about fish oil, you ought to have some. But they forget, and they just recommend any old fish oil instead of a top-quality one because this, again, has to vibrate, dance, etc. And they forget about the anchor. If you don't have the anchor for the fish oil in the cell membrane, then it's no good. It doesn't work. And that anchor is phosphatidylcholine powder. And you want a non-GMO form because it's from soy. So there's a lot to learn. Plus, the cell membrane then has its police force, which is the to keep the bad chemicals out of the cell. And that's the 8 forms of vitamin E.
There's a lot of people out there that suggest that these fish oils are not good because the DHA, EPA levels are just not right, that people think they need, it's way too high, and also that they're rancid by the time they even get to you.
That's right. That's why we recommend the types that we do recommend in the books and the newsletters, because I've tested some of them that were actually 10 years old, and they were not rancid.
Really?
And boy, if you, I'll tell you, you could tell that in a heartbeat if you ever had any that are. Yeah, that's why we're very careful about it. And again, you have to be careful of where you get your information from, because oftentimes I will start many radio shows with what's going on in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, because they're so ludicrously ignorant. I can't decide if they're absolutely intentionally ignorant or stupid. They've, in the last few years, they've denigrated vitamin E, vitamin D, the fish oils this month. And so we, in the newsletters, go through the scientific evidence and proof of how ridiculously dangerous and unscientific those articles are. For example, the D, they denigrated a few months back, and they said, oh, nobody needs D. Well, anyone who knows anything knows that you can't heal heart disease, cancers, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, anything without adequate levels of D. So what did they use? They used subtherapeutic levels for only a few months. They used the level that is only good for rickets, because they, I hope they know that the cutoff in commercial labs, LabCorp, Quest, et cetera, are, again, 25 years outdated. They're 30. The person should be over 70 to 80 to 100 is great. Those are great levels. In fact, having a therapeutic level of vitamin D gives you 5 times less chance of colon cancer than having a colonoscopy every year.
Now, do you probably get enough vitamin D, though? You play tennis almost every day?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah, because I see the levels from people who live in the sun and sunny areas and so forth. The sunshine doesn't matter, partly because the D receptors are not healthy.
And what makes them not healthy?
Again, all the stuff that we've been talking about in the last hour. The cell membrane is like a sandwich.
Yeah.
You can think of it as a sandwich. The meat or the innards of the sandwich, think of it as cod liver oil. The bread that holds it together, phosphatidylcholine powder. And the salt and pepper, the 8 forms of E, the 4 tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and the 4 tocotrienols. In fact, in our newsletters and books, we use tests of tocotrienols so that a person can walk into a doctor and determine in one sentence whether the guy knows anything or they should move on, that he'll never cure them. All you have to do is just say, doctor, how do you use tocotrienols? First of all, he won't even know what they are. Tocotrienols are part of the 8 forms of vitamin E. They're 50% of it. You can't heal anything from cancers to whatever, high blood pressure, without them. In fact, where am I going with this? The levels of tocotrienols, we've evidenced in the newsletter dozens of papers that show how cancer cells are returned to normal cells just with tocotrienols. And, I know what I wanted to say, was that statin drugs, Lipitor, et cetera, Crestor for cholesterol, they work by poisoning the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase, which then, of course, like we said, poisons your CoQ10. Tocotrienols regulate the HMG-CoA without poisoning your CoQ. So, in other words, if a doctor doesn't know what tocotrienols are, that they work better than statins, that they're safer, this is all in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax, then how is he going to cure you? He's not. He's only going to drug you.
Here's an email from Nancy. She's in Cincinnati. I get virtually all of my food from the farmer's market and local purveyors of meat and raw dairy. And is there... In your opinion, I'm just kind of cutting this down because it's kind of long. She wants to know if many people are out there saying that you can't get all your nutrients from even organic, locally grown food. And do you agree with that? Second question, she says.
Well, let's just deal one at
okay,
a time.
Yeah.
She's right in that she's eating as cleanly as she can.
Yeah.
The other problem is, however, we as human beings on the planet Earth are more toxic than any species ever before in the history of mankind, because we are exposed to over 84,000 chemicals, two-thirds of which have never been tested whatsoever.
That's crazy.
But that's life. That's modern.
That's modern life.
We're never going to go back to no plastics. Hmm. We're never going to go back to no Wi-Fi. We're never going to... So we have to learn how to make do with that. And so even though someone... And that's a great question, Nancy, because people will come in and say... Or they'll have consults and say, I do this so well and I do that so well. It's great, but it's not enough for many people, in fact, most people, because you're still, like medicine, working blindly. You mm-hmm. don't know what the end result is, where your nutrient levels are. And that, like, going back to what I said in the beginning, there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. So that's what we do on the phone, is assay 12 pages of people's nutrient levels and toxicity, so that we can, plus their history, plus their last 3 years of medical records, so that we can say, this is how you got sick, this is what's broken, this is what's toxic, this is what you need to do, now do it.
Wow. So that was the second part of her question. I mean, she says, well, what kind of tests can I take to see really how I'm doing with my nutritional levels? Are there
it's
such
spelled
tests?
Out in the book, the How to Cure Diabetes, and also how to order your own test if your doctor is not smart enough or unwilling.
Oh, cool.
Usually they're unwilling because they never heard of it and they're too lazy to check it out.
That's in your latest book, and they get that book. And if they mention One Radio Network, you'll give them a discount on the books.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Right. And can Dr. Regis explain, this writes Linda, the difference between the different magnesiums, especially magnesium L-theanate, which is supposed to cross the blood-brain barrier. And thanks for the discount. I'm going to order a couple books after the show. Cool. Okay.
I looked at all the research for magthionate because they kept saying, oh, this is the greatest form, because we started out publishing medical papers on magnesium 30 years ago. We did the magnesium loading test, et cetera, showed doctors how to do that. And the research on the theanate just isn't convincing enough. The best form that I have seen in 50 years of medical practice is the prescription form, because one teaspoon gives you 1,000 milligrams of magnesium solution. A mag chloride, and that's in the books and the newsletters. It's everywhere, because you have to tell your doctor how to write the prescription, because the problem is that most people now need so much more magnesium than we used to because of the toxins, that when they get to a certain level, it causes diarrhea, so it becomes counterproductive, because now you're losing the magnesium that you're trying to put in.
So there's actually a prescription magnesium
people can get? Yes, it's the best one I've ever seen. Just get either the newsletters the last 5 years, or I think it's also in How to Cure Diabetes. Hmm. It's probably in Icky, too. Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?
Icky, is that what you call it? What's the name of it?
What? What's the name of that
magnesium?
Magnesium chloride solution, 200 milligram per cc. And we have a pharmacy that fills it for folks, because sometimes when I'm doing consults, I'll see someone's mag level did not correct, and I'll say, something is very wrong. Read to me what's on the label of your magnesium. And they say, well, I didn't get it filled where you said. I got it at my local pharmacy, and it's wrong.
Hmm. Wow, magnesium chloride, but it's a prescription kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. But you'd want to get it tested before you would have your doctor do that for you?
Well, you probably have to, because he probably won't order it. Unless he knows you're low.
This is from Johnny. There was a video on Patrick's site. I think it's still there on his sauna page, with a lady saying that the heat shock proteins were really good for the heart that you get with a sauna. Can Dr. Rogers explain what these are?
No.
Okay.
It goes into a lot of molecular biochemistry that they won't care about. But the thing is that Aside from, you know, as long as this person is thinking about doing the far infrared sauna, which is great for getting rid of toxins. I have photographs that I show in lectures to doctors and lay people in six countries that people have gotten rid of the most unusual things by detoxing, things that came out on their skin, etc. But when people are also interested in being as clean as possible, you want to detox with also what we call the macro trilogy. It's three books that we wrote on how to do the macrobiotic diet, because I'll give you one example. A gal came to the office who I went to high school with and had a lot of allergies, and I said, listen, I can test you for hundreds of dollars of allergens and give you shots forever, or you can go on the macro trilogy. Go start with You Are What You Ate, then The Cure is in the Kitchen, and then Macro Mellow. That's the three books in the Macro Trilogy. And you will get rid of your allergies, as hundreds of people have. And so she came in 3 months, and she said, you're right, I got rid of all my allergies, but I thought you'd like to see this. And she whips out her sheets, her bed sheets, and they're stained purple. She lays them out on the exam table. Then she shows me a purple rash over her neck, over her liver, and her palms are purple.
Wow.
Purple was the color of the permanent wave solution she used as a hairdresser on her patrons for 18 years.
Wow.
My bottom message is, when you make the body healthy enough, because this diet is one that many people have cleared their cancers with after medicine gave up on them, and if you don't believe it, read 2006 and 2013 Total Wellness, and you will be able to talk to people who are 20 years later totally well after medicine said, there's nothing more we can do for you. You've got about a few weeks to live. So anyway, there are so many wonderful ways to clean out the body, and it's a darn good thing we have them because we are the most toxic people ever.
Huh. So are you talking about a classic macro-neurotic diet that we call it? Macro, for fun.
Well,
like the brown rice and vegetables?
When I was highly chemically sensitive, one of those weirdos with MCS and, you know, couldn't eat anything, I had five foods I could eat, I couldn't go anywhere, tolerate anything, blah, blah, blah. Back in my 30s, I said, all right, who's worse off than me? And I said, the only thing I haven't had is cancer. So I looked at people who healed their cancers, and that's how I stumbled across all the macro people.
Mm-hmm.
So then I actually was very fortunate. I got their records. They would send me, like, a whole valise full of records. Then I met them, et cetera. And so then I called Michio Kushi. I said, you know, you've had a great track record here with people. Why don't you – I'm afraid people won't find your materials – I think a doctor should write it and then have the scientific backup as well. And he said, so come along. So I flew to Boston every month for half a year.
Did you?
And worked side by side with him and wrote the books. And that's how they morphed.
But so in general, the rice and vegetable thing is a pretty good diet.
Yeah, but it depends on how you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. I met Michio Kushi one time years ago. I went to breakfast with him, right? So he pulls out a pack of Marlboros. And,
oh, he's a chain smoker.
And, you know, packs of Marlboros and eats oatmeal and says, oh, I like this guy.
He's a chain smoker.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Well, so what do you think, though, before we go about this whole, you know, grains will kill you and I don't know. I mean, there's a million books.
I mean,
what's that all about?
The guys and the grain guys and the fat guys and the
There's all kinds of
guys. Ketogenic diet and
They're all there. So these grains, I mean, rice or brown rice or organic white rice?
All right. Well, first of all, when people have gluten enteropathy or you're worried about the lectins,
lectins.
You can reverse all that. You can lose your lectin sensitivity and your gluten enteropathy. Yeah. Just fix the gut.
Yeah.
The book No More Heartburn is all about the intestinal repair, and we're going into many other aspects of the leaky gut in the newsletter in the last couple of years and in the future, because just about everybody has them. Remember, it's caused by medications, mercury, Monsanto, mangled fats, mycotoxins, manufactured toxins, and managed care. So just about everybody has leaky gut, and that's how you create the inflammation and that is the basis, and the mitochondrial dysfunction that's the basis of all chronic disease.
We have Have you come across anything in specific thing other than, I guess, saunas and other detoxing to get rid of these glyphosates that we get?
Oh, yes. In fact, it's coming up in the newsletter, actually in 2019, because it's difficult to explain, and like always, my goal is to bring very complicated molecular biochemistry to the level where everyone, the average person and the average doctor, can understand it. Because, you know, we're in such a toxic era. I mean, people have no idea. All right, look around you. How many people do you know that have had, like, cataract surgery in the last few years?
Sure.
It's epidemic. Well, how do researchers get 100 rats with cataracts so that they can do experiments? They give them Tylenol.
Oh, good.
I mean, who doesn't have Tylenol? See what I mean? We are so ignorant. All this is evidenced in the newsletter, by the way.
And as you stated before, now we're finding out that these glyphosates are being sprayed on non-GMO crops just to so they dry them out to make them easier to harvest.
Well, part of the problem, too, Patrick, is that glyphosate is the main metabolite of the weed killer Roundup.
Right.
But they are much sneakier than that.
Oh, those guys, they'll do it.
They have what's called inert ingredients, which are proprietary.
Oh.
These include surfactants that make them get absorbed inside your cells, not just inside your body, but inside your cells, which is even more dangerous and more damaging. And these are protected under proprietary secrets.
So, you mean we're getting some glyphosates, people are, in foods with their inert ingredients and don't know it?
Yeah, there's all sorts of other stuff in there. It's not just glyphosate.
Yeah. And what kind of foods are those being put into?
It's sprayed on wheat. It's sprayed on just about anything.
Right. I understand. I thought there was
In fact, I used to be saturated in it because I would drive the tractor and spray the Roundup, or I would spray atrazine on the cornfields. And so I would be drenched in it. And so after a couple of years of that, I just did it on weekends. It was so much fun to be a farmer on weekends and instead of, you know, a healer all week. I developed 12 rocky, hard, painful breast cysts.
Wow.
And normally someone would have biopsy, and then, they, you know, one of them is going to be DCIS, and then blah, blah, you go into chemo, et cetera.
Right.
Instead, I went on a macrobiotic diet. I did the macro trilogy for 5 months and got rid of them.
I'll be darned. So now you're 75 revolutions around the sun. You look great. People say, oh, you look about 45 or 50. You go, no meds.
Not 45. They think about 55.
Yeah, that, you know, just always lower it. It's always, this helps you.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. So, and no meds, of course.
No.
And
no symptoms.
No symptoms at all. So you just, and do you do then ongoing detox, Dr. Rogers? Do you,
oh, absolutely.
Like what kind
absolutely.
Of things? Before you go, tell us
in
about
fact,
some of the things you do.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
just name a few. Name a few. Name a few.
Well, there's the far infrared sauna. There is the eating whole, you know, whole foods, raw foods like some crudities every night.
Crudities?
Crudities.
What
you
are
know.
Crudities?
Radishes.
Oh, radishes.
Scallions, celery, carrot sticks with some hummus or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to eat some raw foods that will give you more electrons and help to detox. There are tons of nutrients that are very good, and they're in the newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for example, coming up, I think next month or the month after, the sulfur protocol. There's so many different protocols that people, but they would be, we couldn't do them justice here.
This sulfur system that gets whacked out because of glyphosates, we've talked to Dr. Stephanie Seneff.
Right.
It's really a big deal, isn't it?
Uh-huh. But she's forgetting to what?
I don't know. Talk to her. Get her on board.
I would love to.
She's great. I'll send you her email. You know, she's cool. What is she missing?
Not mention molybdenum. I've read everything she wrote, which is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But never mentions molybdenum. What enzyme metabolizes sulfate? Sulfate oxidase. What mineral does it require? Molybdenum. So when people are doing that, they must have adequate molybdenum levels. And a chelated molybdenum, of course, is my favorite, about twice a week.
And that'll help the sulfur even work better.
Yeah, help it work, period.
Wow.
Because otherwise you can get sulfur toxic.
Well, but if we're getting a lot of good minerals in different ways, that should be there, shouldn't it, the molybdenum?
No.
Why?
No. Because it can be knocked out by zinc, manganese, chromium, other competing minerals. And the balance of how your body chooses between all of this, plus what you eat and drink and your stress levels and then, of course, your toxin levels that are you're literally bathed in morning, noon, and night, they have a bearing on all of this. See, for example, the glyphosates, as she has brilliantly written, I can't say enough for some of the papers that I've read every one that she has written because they're so good. They lower your level of magnesium, selenium, and other minerals, zinc. So how do you know how much you got? Because it's everywhere. I mean, they spray the roadsides with it. They spray. It's in the air. It's in the water. Atrazine is in. And don't forget, we're talking about one out of 884,000 chemicals. Atrazine is the number one herbicide used weed killer. And that, again, it's in 75% of all water supplies in the United States.
Hmm. So we have a pure sulfur product we've been using for a long time. I really like it. So it might be an interesting experiment if I get some chelated molybdenum a couple times a week and just see if it feel better or more energy?
That could be.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It wouldn't hurt, right?
No.
Yeah.
Which one are you using?
We have a one that we get special, and it's just pure sulfur, nothing else in there, 99.7% pure. We've been selling it for about 5 years now. People really love it.
Good.
It's just pure sulfur. But I never heard about the molybdenum.
Is it organic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It might be the same ones we're using.
Yeah. So, but you think molybdenum is really key here?
Well, yeah. It's in the enzymes that there are three basic enzymes that control sulfur metabolism, and they require molybdenum.
And generally, even if we're doing really good different minerals, we wouldn't have enough because?
One of our first books was on molybdenum, Tired or Toxic.
I'll be done.
Because it's so key in detox enzymes, formaldehyde. We were one of the first people when we built our first office to have the urea foam formaldehyde insulation, which was the rage then. It was the greatest and latest way to insulate things, especially inner walls, for soundproofing, in an office. It was supposed to be so wonderful until we realized that when we closed the doors and opened up for business, I was sick as a dog. I had migraines and burning eyes and asthma and eczema and chronic sinus.
Wow.
And the levels were very high. And that's how we started looking at formaldehyde as one of many, and we ended up, well, anyway, go ahead.
Sure, sure. No, that's okay. So what kind of dosage would you try if I wanted to experiment just for fun with the molybdenum?
Just get a Carlson chelated molybdenum twice a week. Twice a week.
Milligrams is that? Just take two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, try. What does Dr. Rogers think about fulvic and humic acids, especially when they make the vitamins and minerals like in Drucker Labs? Do you know those products?
I do. Intramin.
They're good.
I prescribe it. I don't prescribe Intramax because it has nightshades in it. And we published a medical paper 25 years ago or so, plus a book called Pain Free in 6 Weeks, which shows that 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, if they don't eat the nightshades, they don't hurt.
And they go with it.
Yeah, we get like tear-stained letters from people. Oh, I've had arthritis for 20 years. Oh, my knees were bothering me. I'm fine. Thank you so much. But there are many hidden sources now, extremely hidden. Folks were bemoaning that at Thanksgiving time their arthritis returned and they were so careful. So I went to the supermarket and I looked. The turkeys were injected with modified food starch and potato water. And then, of course, with the gluten craze, what is the main antigen in all those breads? Potato starch.
That's great, right? So you like the Intram Max, but you don't like, I mean, the Intram Min, but not the Max because it has nightshades in it. Yeah.
Wow. And the Humic Fulvic, that is good stuff.
That's
what
he
uses,
right?
It's hard to tell who has the best ones.
Yeah.
Because they don't fund any research. You're basically eating dirt, so to speak. You know, it's the pulverized, if you will, micronized aspects of soil that facilitate the absorption of nutrients into the roots of plants.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eat those plants.
Yeah, so why not, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to email you, and I'll let you know if a chelated
molybdenum, M-O-L-Y, B-D. That's why it's confusing. You rarely have a B and a D together in anything.
Yeah, well, rarely. And I'm going to email you and let you know that if it jazzes up my sulfur in my... And then
I don't do email.
You don't?
No.
No, what?
It steals your time. I've played tennis 5 days a week plus some other sports plus consults, plus I do several hours of molecular biochemistry research every day. So I find that looking at my email once a month is sufficient for 5 minutes. Whatever grabs my attention, I do. Usually it's something about, would you please edit this article by some doctor for a journal or something. But I prefer to use the old-fashioned telephone because... you can actually communicate.
You can communicate. Well, somehow I'll let you know about that. Well, Dr. Rogers, you're really a gas to talk to. Good job. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Let's remind folks to make themselves too smart to fail.
Too smart to fail. I love it. Too smart to fail. Now, it's Prestige Publishing. That would be the main...
.com
would be the main website. Mention One Radio, and you'll give them 20% off. They buy some books or your newsletter.
Sure.
Cool. Okay, dear. Well, happy tennis tomorrow.
Thank you.
Dr. Sherry Rogers, thanks a lot. It's an honor.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Well, she's cool, huh? Yeah, she's a real deal. Well, I think it's just time for us to go outside now and sit in the sun and do something. I don't know what it is, but we'll do it. I love you all very much. We're going to have fun tomorrow talking with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She's in Panama, and she's on the fourth Tuesday of every month. And so we're going to have fun with her, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. I will see you tomorrow, and I love you all very much. Thank you so much.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.